This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. We're not going to be taking calls today. Rich Sheevan's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How was everything going with you today? And believe it or not, I did not mention cars.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I was listening so carefully, and I almost didn't hear it. Almost.
Actually, what you heard me say is we've been battling with a little anxiety here, a sow grizzly with two cubs that have been trying to break into the garden and the fruit trees and the goats and the chickens. But the guard dog has done a good job. Keep them at bay.
Well, we've had the same kind of problem, well, similar problems, not grizzlies, but deer and small animals like skunks and wild four-legged critters. In the middle of the night, they pick out the best tomatoes, the ones that are going to be perfect tomorrow, and they take a bite out of, you know, the ones that they can reach, and just wipe them out. And so the chickens get, you know, these partially eaten tomatoes. And then the deer girdle the fruit trees. You know, the bark is the best part. And without the bark, you don't have any fruit trees, and it just kills them.
So you don't have fencing around your garden?
No. Well, around the garden, yes. The garden has, it's a raised bed. It's two concrete blocks high, 12-inch concrete blocks, filled with dirt. And so they kind of stay in place. And then it's filled from the ground up with topsoil that's been amended with compost and peat moss and lime, et cetera. And then there's a cattle panel fence around that. And then in between the cattle panel holes is high tensile fence wire that we pull tight to make the holes half the size that they would be. So, you know, a cat could climb up a couple rungs, if you will, and then climb in. Other than that, you know, it keeps the chickens out. But
we have, you know, here in Montana, you cannot have a viable garden unless you have a minimum, and I say minimum, of an 8-foot fence. Now, even a black bear, never mind a grizzly, could fart and blow the fence down. But the guard dogs, if it wasn't for the guard dogs, you've heard me say on the show many times, we wouldn't have a carrot, a tomato, a plum, a chicken, a goat, or anything on this property, because they're worth their weight in gold. You almost need guard dogs when you live rural like this to keep your food supply safe.
Yeah. Well, our shepherds are almost old enough now where, you know, we let them out at night if they hear something, and they tell us, hey, we need to go out and check this out. And they race around, and they look for whatever it is, and they scare off whatever it is. And two of them is a great way to go. Two is, I think, five times better than just one. But they're not quite old enough to completely defend themselves against larger animals like coyotes. And they're getting there, and they will be there soon. And once that happens, they'll be out, you know, all the time on guard. But not quite. It'll probably take a month or so before that happens. But, you know, Rich Steven, since you mentioned cars, why don't we talk about a little bit about our lifestyle? You know, you mentioned the garden, and you have to have a fence to protect what's inside your garden from, you know, wild predators outside. I mean, they like what you've grown just as much as you do, maybe even more. And our lifestyle is dependent upon us being healthy and having the energy and the drive and the determination and the strength to get it done. And when a young person doesn't really have much of an opportunity to do what we're doing right now, meaning a young person can't start out and say, I'll collect those tractors and I need them right now and I need the land right now and I need the home right now and I need the implements right now, etc. And so it's really difficult to start doing what you're doing. It's difficult to start doing what we're doing. It's taken four generations, for us to get to this point. But what do you think? Do you have a solution for what a young person can do?
I absolutely do. And we talked about this privately, as you know. And before I start on that, I want to say real quick to President Donald Trump from USA Prepares, our condolences to you and your family. For Robert Trump, on the loss of your beloved brother, I also have a young brother whose name is Robert, and I can imagine what you're going through. And keep up the good fight, sir. We appreciate what you do. Now, to answer your question, Vincent, one of the things that we talked about is combining resources, ideas, and solutions, and you know, buying land, being self-sufficient. We talk about this on a very regular basis. And we have to look at the old generation who has the skill sets may be receding in capital resources, but still have some energy to live on their land. What we're talking about is possibly creating a liaison company for people who want to live on acreage. Now, I realize you can do some bad ideas, which is a last resort, and people do it all the time, called a reverse mortgage, where if you're an old person, you want cash flow, you want a lump sum, you got to give up a lot of rights, and there's a lot of loopholes, and there's a lot of checks and balances, and you could get paid for living on your land till you die. However, this idea is a little better. For young people who don't have the down payment, the capital resources, the skill sets, because they haven't been taught these skill sets in school, we need to bring back a mentor-protege environment and combine the resources of young and old. So let's say a young person wants to live on 20 acres. Now, I'm going to be shooting from the hip with a lot of these examples. So let's say me and Vince had a company that we had already approached enough older people who wanted to live on their land. They were losing labor skills because of their age, but they wanted to live on their land. Young people wanted land. They're sick of renting an apartment because they're literally throwing money out the window. They're not getting ahead. They're not getting the lifestyle of nature, and they're not building skill sets. So we combine those two people, get them together, and they share property in nature. They cross-train. These cross-train skill sets. And every contract is different. They negotiate the down payment, which could be, 1,000 different contracts, interest rates, labor, cash flow. The old create what's called a living will, so there'll be lawyers involved. So the old people get to live on their property, and as the people get older, whatever was pre-negotiated at the table regarding the labor gets done by the young people. And the old people take X amount of down payment. So this is especially going to work fabulously well for young people who don't have the credit, because credit is collapsing all over America. And there's so many factors and variables in this. But the old people would hold the paper and the deed. And when I say old, it could be anybody from 45 till 100. When I say young, it could be anybody who is out of their parents' home and hasn't established skill sets, capital resources, et cetera, et cetera. Now, again, there's so many different variables, but I believe we, on this show, folks, we've given hours of companies who are not deserving of government grants. This is one of the few businesses worthy of government grants. I mean, some of the things I remember mentioning in the book, why are American lesbians overweight? Millions of dollars went to this government grant. Am I kidding? Look it up. How come Big Pharma is getting government grants for would-be vaccines? I mean, we can talk. Everything is government. Big government corporations are so corrupt to the core. The only way the little guy can survive is through self-sufficiency, necessary means. I mean, look what just happened the other day. The appeals court blocked Hillary Clinton testimony. I mean, if you or I destroyed our emails with bleach bit, with hammers, if it was proven that you and the Democrat National Committee literally made up the fabricated Steele dossier, the P dossier, if it was all proven, we would be in jail for the rest of our lives. And these people don't even have to give testimony? Folks, I don't see any other alternative in a corrupt system that we have for the little people. So what I think we should do is, this could be dovetailed, this idea, with the self-sufficiency preparedness school that Vince and I have talked about, that's in my book, I think chapter 17 or 15, I can't remember, but we talk about off-grid living, alternative energy, buying land, raising animals, hunting and fishing, teaching how to butcher, can your meat, can your vegetables, handgun defense, the Constitution, financial counseling, and teaching people about our economy and interest rates and principal and amortization schedules, wild and edible plants, botany in general, nutrition, which most Americans have no idea because they don't even have access to good nutrition, homeschooling ideas, gardening and farming. I mean, this could be such a beneficial business and opportunity for probably 90% of Americans. And that's why I use the term the bottom 93% of income earners, because we are losing ground. So if there's anybody in the White House listening, we would love to have an opportunity of a government grant that would actually be beneficial to the people instead of spending millions of dollars on why lesbians are overweight. And I know it sounds tongue-in-cheek, like I'm making a joke, but no, this was a grant. We've mentioned hundreds of grants like this, which only benefits certain people because they just have to. And in government, if they don't use the money, they don't and spend it, they don't get that income opportunity back the following year. So we've wasted so much money. So if we had a liaison company where the old and young can combine resources and went back to the mentor-protege relationship, I think this would benefit so many people. Vince, what do you think?
I am absolutely on board with this, Rich Shevin. And one of the things that we could do, you and I could do, is we could put people on the farm. Young people with older people, exactly what you said. Mentor-protege relationship. And we could help ensure national security, national stability by farming. No kidding. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4000. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I'd like to thank you for expressing our condolences to President Donald Trump on the loss of his brother, Robert Trump. Very, very sad. And I appreciate you expressing our thoughts here at USA Prepares to the president and his family and his wife. You mentioned the mentor-protege relationship. And since you mentioned cars, I do have an example. And it's a very simple example about what Rich Shebin is talking about. So over the years, I've been teaching our boys, about automotive mechanics. And this is an example of mentor-protege relationship that maybe it might have been missed by many people. So our son was working on an air conditioning system for a customer. And it wasn't cooling off. You know, he replaced parts. Replaced a compressor, replaced the expansion valve, replaced the receiver dryer. There's not much left to replace. There's only a few other components. And it wasn't getting quite as cold inside the car as it should. And what you do is you look at the delta, the difference between the outside temperature and the temperature of the cool air inside the car. You put a thermometer inside the vent, and with a 4-inch reach or so, and you can measure the temperature with a dial, like a thermometer. And it wasn't getting as cold as he wanted it to be. And I said, you're right. Now, why is that? So he had the question, look, Dad, it's not, everything is right, but it's not getting as cold as it should. And I explained to him, well, here's how it works. An air conditioning system takes the heat out of the inside of the car and dumps it outside in front of the car's radiator. So the heat that was in the car is now being pushed under the hood. It's being pulled through the, it's called a condenser, which is in front of the radiator. It's like a radiator in front of the radiator, but this radiator is for the air conditioning system. It's called a condenser. And it had 150,000, 200,000 miles of road dirt in the radiator and the condenser. And I said, so get some degreaser, spray it on the condenser and the radiator, and when the car's cool, hose it down and degrease the radiator. And that way you'll have more efficiency, and you'll pick up several degrees in terms of cooling inside the car. Now, why am I relating this automotive example? Because this is the mentor-protege relationship, okay? So now it's a no-brainer. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got it. I understand now why this has to be done. So that's the kind of thing that some of the older guys like me and Mrs. Finelli can do to help the younger people understand some of the things about this complex operation called farming. It ain't that easy. There's a lot to it. You have to be a welder. You have to be a mechanic. You have to be an accountant. You have to be a meteorologist. You have to be a biologist. You have to be a chemist. You have to have a strong back. You have to have work ethic. You have to understand contracts, sociological relationships, market forces. There's a lot to it. I mean, and all kinds of there are all kinds of facets to farming that are way beyond what most people might initially think. So I don't see how it is absolutely possible at all for a young person to become a farmer, to actually produce something, whether it be crops or raise animals or both, without having someone to help guide and answer those questions. Like, hey, Dad, this air conditioning, everything's right, except it's just not getting as cold as it should. And it was a real simple fix, but it wasn't obvious initially. Okay? Let me say it a different way. Who degreases the radiator? Who does that? Nobody. Why? Because we just take it for granted that it works. So that's just one example of what Rich Sheban is talking about. And I absolutely love this plan, which will merge people who want to live on a farm, get out of the city, exhibit some stick-to-itiveness, are willing to work hard, put their back into it, exhibit honesty and integrity. And if they're willing to do those things and they're willing to learn and they're willing to work way harder, longer, and smarter than somebody who might be sitting behind a keyboard, they can actually become a farmer and build equity and still have a mentor and get it done. I'm impressed with this plan, Rich Sheban. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders were among those to speak at night one of a virtual Democratic National Convention. Obama headlining last night's session and saying that President Trump is the wrong president for the country and can't do the job.
It is what it is.
And former candidate himself Sanders saying of the Democratic nominee,
"Together we must build a nation that is more equitable, more compassionate, and more inclusive. I know that Joe Biden will begin that fight on day one.
At the same time as he campaigned in Wisconsin and Minnesota, President Trump said Biden would abolish the American way of life if he won the White House.
They're going to take away your guns, and as sure as you're standing here today, if they win, and that's what's going to happen.
USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
So-called rolling blackouts are again causing controversy in the state of California, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into two nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future, and that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians who are also dealing with temperatures well over 100 degrees.
Three senior executives of the Ellen DeGeneres Show are without jobs now after Warner Brothers launched an investigation into the work environment there. Variety is reporting the staff was told about the firing of executive producers Ed Glavin and Kevin Lehman and co-executive producer Jonathan Norman on a video call yesterday. The DeGeneres is said to have become emotional while speaking of the investigation into her show. Warner Brothers launched an investigation last month after numerous workers complained of sexual misconduct and racial insensitivity, among other problems. And Kanye West is pitching a new version of the app TikTok, the rapper tweeting that he wants to create Christian-monitored Jesus Talk, where the content would be safe for young children and the rest of the world.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Richie's with us, and we're talking about our way of life. On the farm is ours. And, class, you just heard the top of the hour news. I'm sorry, the bottom of the hour news about the rolling blackouts in California. Hundreds of thousands of people without electricity on purpose. They literally said, okay, these guys over here, we're going to shut them off. And they took the electricity away. And so they determined who was not going to get electricity, who was going to get electricity, and they made those decisions in a vacuum, and you had no input as to, wait, what about me? Okay? So if you want to insulate yourself from some of that, you can. You need a little bit of land. You need to get away from the city. By the way, cities are hotter. If you take the temperature of a city versus the countryside on the same day, with the same amount of sunshine, you'll find the cities are hotter in the winter and in the summer. Doesn't matter, because in the winter, all those furnaces are dumping heat into the air. And in the summer, same thing. All those homes and businesses are dumping heat into the air. So cities are hotter in the winter and in the summer, all the time. So if you're interested in being a farmer, you're going to have to be an electrician. You're going to have to be a plumber. You're going to have to be a woodsman. You're going to have to be a general laborer. Yesterday, the family went out and we loaded wood. One of the hottest days of the year, we're loading wood. Now, who is thinking about heating the house when it's over 90 degrees out? Who's thinking about that? We are.
Grasshoppers.
Yeah. So we're out there in this blazing heat because we could get the wood, we could get it efficiently loaded, and we're all there, and our schedule is lined up, and we're thinking, you know, I said to the family a few days ago, you know, winter's coming. I mean, nobody's thinking about winter right now, right? It's like record hot in the United States, and I'm thinking about the winter. Because I know it's going to be cold. And we'll freeze to death if we don't have heat. And we heat our house with wood. So, what did we get yesterday? Nine tons of wood. Now, let me give you an example. We have a trailer that's 26 feet long. It's a gooseneck trailer. And two heaping loads, as much as you could put on that trailer, twice. And then I had my little Chevy pickup truck, half-ton, you know, standard size, not a baby pickup truck, but, you know, a full-size pickup truck. The bed was filled to capacity, and I had a 10-foot long by 6.5-foot wide trailer attached to that, filled as much as it could hold. That's what we did yesterday afternoon. That's what farming is like. That's what the protege mentor life is like. And why did that happen? Because the mentor said, yo, it's going to be cold in the winter. We need to get wood today or tomorrow or the following day. That's what we need to do. So somebody has to say something to get the ball rolling. Now, I'm not saying I'm always that guy. I'm not saying Rich is always that guy. But somebody has to do it. And that's what our lives are like on the farm. Rich, can you comment on that?
Well, first of all, yeah. The grasshoppers always think about it. But the ants are the ones who are always doing it, preparing with foresight. You know, there's so many things that we have lack of control in. And we talk about this on the show a lot. You heard me talk about what I call economic 101 updates. We have a lot of math red flags that are coming our way. You know, we have a transition of possible deflation to inflation. Now, there's certain products and services that are going to be deflationary, stagflationary, and inflationary. And the inflation that's occurring is not going to benefit the bottom 93% of income earners. It's a destroyer. If we go from deflation to inflation, it's going to destroy, because a little deflation is always good for the little guy. Now, we are in a situation where we don't have free markets, very little supply and demand. We have government markets, and I talked about that till I'm blue in the face. Why do you think the CPI doesn't include food and energy inflation? Because it's too volatile. I mean, a lot of the information we get is not accurate. The government owns 80% of the ETFs in the bond market. And how many bailouts have they done to the too big to fail and too big to jail and the zombie companies? How many unlimited student loans to colleges have gone to certain people who's not going to pay it back, but it's responsible for us, the taxpayers, to pay it back somehow. So all these interventions are by the governments and big corporations are for the well-connected and the corrupt. When you eliminate supply and demand in free markets, the little guy doesn't stand a chance. So the government keeps printing money. Now think about this, folks, regarding technology. Why are big tech stocks always leading the way? How come there's only like 4, 5, 6 companies who are holding up the stock market? It's because it leads to the removal of labor. You've heard us talk about this many times. Robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. This is a form of work delegitimization, which we've talked about many, many times. Now, there's so many questions, there's so many variables, you know, like credit, what's got a value, what's the collateral, is it any good, the demographic situation we're heading into, what's going to be deflation, what's going to be inflation, labor and material. Vince, you sent me an article the other day about how wood for building homes has doubled in price. You got to include the corruption, the fake fundamentals, which mean nothing. How much more forbearance on loans are we going to have and debt? You know, inflation, people say, oh, well, my house price is going to be higher, like the 70s. Well, the 70s was different. We were in the beginning of that central bank fiat system when they basically eliminated gold from the picture. So 70s had all this money printing. And granted, if you owned a home, you did very well, but there were certain things like work ethic, basically coming out of the Industrial Revolution, certain wars, certain a lot of corrupt things that made some people some money. But yes, you can pay off your debt with cheaper money if we have inflation. But we're also obtaining lower yields for people who are savers and retirement and things like that, because we're going to have basically, the mean negative real rate will be losing money over time. So, well, then you say, well, we have silver and gold. Okay, well, if the Fed keeps printing and monetizing more debt, what's going to happen with silver and gold? Of course, on paper, it looks, when you use common sense and logic, it's going to go up. But when you incorporate the manipulation and the corruption in the formula, it depends on paper contracts and naked shorts. See, it all depends. Now, if they got rid of the COMEX, if they got rid of paper contracts and naked shorts, and there was only a physical price of silver and metal, I would be paying attention. If it wasn't so corrupt, because silver's supposed to be a 16-to-1 ratio, minimum. It comes out of the ground at 8-to-1. Why is it 70-to-1 with gold? You see, there's so much corruption. There's so many variables that you can't even use common sense and logic in a lot of cases, and that's why moving out of urban, suburban America, getting a little acreage, and working, living, and thinking outside the box is going to give you a better chance of controlling your own destiny. Vince?
Now, I was looking at the price of lumber. You mentioned how it's doubled. Well, it has. Now, the average, let's say, 2,400-square-foot house, I just picked that, has about 400 2x4s that are 8 feet long. Now, a 2x4 used to cost about $2, and, you know, in the good old days, like 8 months ago. Now, right now, at the moment, Home Depot, $4.78. So it's more than doubled. The price of a 4x4, I was looking that up just a second ago, has increased as well. So by double, you know, roughly they were about $7 a 4x4 by 8. That means 4 feet on each dimension on the sides and 8 feet long. $7, and now they're double, $14 roughly, or more. So the price of the wood, the sheathing, the OSB, oriented strand board, plywood, 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x8s, 2x10s, 2x12s, doubled. So the price of the materials has doubled. Now, why is that? Is it because we're all putting decks on the back of our houses? I don't think so. Is it because we're all doing home improvement projects? I don't think so. Some people are doing that, but not everybody. Not enough to cause the lumber price to double. So it's a combination of supply, people not going to the lumber yards, the trucks not hauling the lumber. The whole supply chain, plus the production, has, I believe, caused this. So that means that for that young guy, gal, get married, they want to buy a house, and boy, wouldn't it be nice to build a new house? Well, the materials are going to cost twice as much. So that's another thing that if you're a farmer, you look at. You look at what is the cost of materials. You look at when do you buy it. You have to be a little bit internet savvy. Whether you know, if you're going to be a successful farmer, you have to understand the markets. Let me give you an example. Another example. I'll connect some of these dots. When do we buy propane? Now, we use propane for cooking, predominantly. And we buy propane in the heat of the summer. Now, why is that? Because no one's thinking about heating in the summer. Now, people may buy, you know, a refill on a propane cylinder for the gas grill, but that's nothing. I mean, that doesn't even, that's not even on the radar of propane use. Heating is the big one for propane. So people are buying propane when they think about it. They think about it when they're starting to get cold or when they're freezing. We think about it way before that, in the summer. And in the summer, propane is like half the price, roughly half the price. So you'd have to be an idiot not to buy propane in the summer. I mean, most people, what they do is they call a propane company or they call their oil company, the fuel delivery company. They say, you just put us on that automatic delivery. Well, when do you think they fill you up? In the winter time, or just before the winter, when the price has already climbed to its almost maximum. That's when they sell it to you. Now, when do the oil companies buy the fuel for delivery? They buy it in the summertime, when it's at the lowest price. So they buy it at the bottom and they sell it at the top. Same with propane. So what Rich and I are talking about doing is having the seniors, the ones who have already figured this out, the stuff that they don't teach you in school, we will teach the young people. And that's what we've been doing on the radio for 10 years, teaching exactly this. Well, we could get some help. We could get some help from the farmers who love living on their farm and don't want to be put in an assisted living home. They could have some young people join them, almost like being adopted, almost. They can work together, and everybody can stay on the farm with a purpose and equity. That's what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I am absolutely stunned. And I'll tell you why. So, I was... During the break, I went out in the kitchen and got a little more coffee. And I was looking at some of the beams in our house. And we have a lot of beams, class. In the living room, one of the beams is 28 feet long. And it's 12 inches by 10 inches, 28 feet long, one piece. Which means that, and it's oak. So somebody had to find a tree that at the top was greater than 12 inches by 10 inches. So they could saw this into a... into a one single piece of beam. And there are beams all over the house. I mean, lots of them. And I remember hauling a really heavy load of beams to build this house. And I'm thinking there may be 100, you know, if you consider the outside trim and the porches and all that, maybe 100 pieces of wood that are beams. And the price was $1,100 for the whole load, $1,100. I just looked, and some of it's cedar, and some of it's oak. I just looked up the price of a 4x4, 8 feet long. So 4 inches by 4 inches, 8 feet long. Number two, Douglas fir, $14.38 at Home Depot. That's twice. It's over twice what it was. Then I looked up a 4x4 by 8 feet long, same thing in terms of dimensions, but cedar, $32. Actually, $31.77. I'm telling you, it's not affordable to build a house today if you, you know, had to work for a living. Now, if you could, you know, just be born in a bed and end up a prince, that's, you know, that's a different story. But if you actually had to work for a living, it would be really tough, which makes this proposition that Rich Sheba and I are talking about even more viable. Okay, the protege-mentor relationship. Because how many young people are actually thinking about what the cost of a 4x4, 8 feet long, or a 2x4, 8 feet long, or the price of roofing tin or roofing shingles, etc., or the price of fuel, diesel, propane? How many young people are actually thinking about that? Somebody has to teach them because the school system has not done it.
Well, Vince, system, and yeah. That, this goes back to some of the ideas and solutions that we've talked about regarding, like, I had this garage built for me by people now who are building in barns, and they have a certain hydraulic truck. They can deliver anything. My garage is either 20 or 24 foot long, perfect guest cabin, perfect starter cabin, $6,700. $6,700. So you insulate it yourself, you put in a stove, you put in a water tank up, you make a little vaulted ceiling, and you put in a water tank, you do gravity feed, and you're living for pennies versus buying a $300,000 home on a cookie-cutter subdivision where you have the house is 50, 60 years old, and you have 50, 60-year-old problems, and you're paying for hot water heaters and pressure tanks and plumbing and electricity going bad. You're inheriting all these issues. We have to start thinking outside the box and start living outside the box. There are different ways to do it. And if you can't afford, if you want to build your own house, you can't afford a solid beam, there's something called glue lamps that are extremely inexpensive and quite functional. So there's different ways to do different things. And Vince, I know we're getting close to the top of the hour break here, and on the second hour, I'd love to go through some news in a flash, as you call it, if I may, please.
Sure. I'll tell you what I thought. Let's just tell the class that if we've struck a note with you, if you're a farmer and you would like some help, and you think, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have some young people, because maybe you don't have family who's interested in being a farmer, and yet you'd like to live on your farm and get some help, and in trade, by agreement, by contract, some young people, maybe a young couple moves in, you work with them, they work with you, they kind of take care of you, you kind of teach them, and they end up with something, and you end up with, you know, help. Live-in help. If you're interested in that, you can send me an email at usaprepares.com. So that would be instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com. usaprepares.com. Instructor at usaprepares.com. And let me know if you're interested. And if we find that there's some interest, we'll flesh this out some more. But I think it's doable. Any quick comments, Rich?
Well, I think there aren't many alternatives out there. It's almost like we're in Tinaville for commerce, Tinaville for money and currency, Tinaville for leaving. And, of course, Tina, folks, is an acronym for there is no other alternative. And I think that's what we do on this show more than anybody, is not only do we give ideas and solutions out of the box, 90% of what we discuss, we do. So we've been there. We've done that. You know, I'm from the big city. I'm from New York City. I came to Montana. I've always wanted to live like this. It's very doable. I mean, we're living in a situation. I mean, here in New York City, has lost population gains for the last 70 years. People are finally waking up. Here's a Democrat politician, John Thompson, who's encouraging the crowd to burn down Minneapolis subdivisions. A Democrat politician. Do you really, really want to live in urban suburban America, folks?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Living on a subdivision and you don't know from one second to the next whether there's going to be a parade down your street or not. We'll be right back with Rich Heaven. He's live in Montana.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.